We find ourselves in the season of rest and relaxation. This year, that rest and relaxation probably looks a little different than in previous years, but we're still in the summer season, a time we feel should be somewhat less fast-paced, a little more relaxed. But let's face it, going on vacation is a lot of work. There's the planning and the shopping and the packing and the driving and the traveling. I know it's hard enough to get myself out the door when I'm leaving for vacation. I can't imagine what it's like when you have little ones who you have to get out of the door as well. Have you ever gone away on vacation and come back more tired than when you left? Jesus, in today's gospel, gives us an invitation. He says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." This is a different sort of rest than what we think of when we think about summer vacation. This is a rest that comes from freedom from that restlessness of spirit that we can sometimes have as human beings. I think over the last 4 months or so, we have all had a little bit of a restless spirit, worrying. And now there's more worrying moving forward. What are things going to look like in the future? What is the fall going to bring? There's lots of things to give us a restless spirit. But Jesus says, "I give rest." He wants to calm that restless spirit within us because we offer him that worrying and place it in his hands. We can be free of that restless spirit because we remember that our lives are governed by the providence of God, and that everything that happens in God's providence will work for our good. There's that rest that Jesus gives from knowing that we are beloved sons and daughters of God. So many in our world are restless because they don't know their true identity. They keep running from thing to thing to thing. We identify ourselves as being part of certain groups and not part of others. We look for our identities in 1,000 different places. But our identities come from our baptism, from being a son or daughter of God, a brother or sister of Jesus. So we don't have to spend ourselves constantly putting up a face for the world to see and fit in a category. We have the place where we fit. We are God's son or daughter, and that can bring us rest, knowing who we are. And Jesus also brings us rest from all of those things that the world says are good, but that will ultimately enslave us. St. Paul spoke today in the second reading. He said to put to death the deeds of the flesh and live according to the Spirit. Those deeds of the flesh that Paul is speaking about take on many different forms. And in our modern world, I think of three in particular. There's the world tells us that all the pleasure we can accumulate is a good thing. But yet, all of that pleasure always leaves us wanting more of it. We become addicted to it. There's the unbridled consumption of our time. We need things to make us feel happy. The latest gadget, the newest house, the newest car, the list goes on and on and on. But yet we accumulate all of these things and we're still looking for more. They don't fulfill us. The world tells us that we should have unfettered freedom. But yet, unfettered freedom is like a rabid animal. It can ultimately hurt us because it takes us in places that are harmful. So St. Paul says to put to death these deeds of the flesh and live according to the Spirit. He can say that because true happiness is not found in indulging all of our desire for pleasure or consumption or freedom. True happiness is found in living according to the way of Jesus. That's true freedom. That's true happiness. That will actually bring us rest when we live according to the Ten Commandments and the Beatitudes and the Great Commandment and the teaching of the Church, the corporal and the spiritual works of mercy. Those bring us rest, not because they are imposed on us from the outside, but rather they give us a guide by which we live our lives. So hopefully we're asking this question then, how do we find this rest that Jesus wants to give us? Hopefully it sounds like a good thing. Yeah, I want this rest. Jesus goes on, he says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." If you know anything about farming, you know what Jesus is talking about here. He's talking not about a yoke like the yolk of an egg, but rather a yoke, Y-O-K-E. It's a piece of farming equipment, big, heavy piece of wood that ties two animals together so that they can work together, usually to accomplish something like plowing. It's a very heavy, heavy piece of wood. But Jesus says, "My yoke is easy. My burden is light." We put on the yoke of Jesus, so we are tied to him, so that we're working and walking and moving together. How do we do that? We do that, of course, by surrendering ourselves to Jesus, by giving him our lives, by giving him power over our life, by offering it to him. We surrender to Jesus by living our faith from our heart, not just from our head, and remembering that it's not by my own power that I am able to accomplish anything. It's by the power and the grace of God. We put on this yoke of Jesus through prayer. We all know that you can't have a relationship with someone if you're not talking to them. That relationship of prayer should be so fundamental for us Christians that we're always naturally joined to the Lord. And we have to make Jesus the center of everything in our lives. The prophet Zechariah, in the first reading today, he said, "See, your king shall come to you. A just Savior is he." Even though Zechariah lived long before the birth of Jesus, he was speaking about Jesus. He was speaking about the spiritual kingdom that Jesus would inaugurate. And so Jesus is our king. But is he king of every part of our lives? Of our family life, our professional life, our personal life? Have I let him into every nook and cranny of my life for him to have dominion there? That's how we are joined, yoked to Jesus, so that we can find that true rest which he wants to give us. It's rest that doesn't come without its problems or difficulties or trials or worries, but it's rest that comes from knowing that we are always joined to the Lord. Jesus makes this beautiful, beautiful invitation to us today. "Come to me, all you who are burdened," and aren't we all burdened in one way or another, "and I will give you rest." That is a promise. But like any invitation we receive, we have to respond. We can surrender to this King. We can speak to him as we would speak to any friend of ours. We can make him the center of everything, of our whole lives. And then we will find true rest.